Welcome to today's episode, May the 30th, 2019. A couple different things we want to talk about today. Lighten it up a little bit. Nicknames given at the racetracks, or nicknames that drivers use, are usually best when other drivers give them to us. Something an announcer would come up with, or something the fans throw out there, something that signifies you personally. Over the past couple years, one certain individual has said the same thing over and over again. Let me give you some backstory on IMCA racing. We race off a points average. Means a guy with the least amount of points starts on the front row. When we points average race, has to do with the points that we acquire at a certain track. So if you're racing your local track every week and you're the lowest points total holder for the year, you will start on the front row in IMCA sanctioned division. One of my fellow drivers and the father of another driver happens to dislike this policy. This policy is from the sanctioning body. There's nothing that most people would complain about. It gives the lower funded guy, the guy with the least amount of points, an opportunity to better himself while causing the guy with the higher points to have to struggle a little bit for that night to get the win. Kind of keeps it even, keeps it fair. At least that's what it's designed to do. And this older gentleman likes to complain. He likes to say, that man is too slow for the front row. Well, I'd like to thank Mr. Strader, because I'm going to grab hold of that. I'm going to put it on the rear of my car. I'm going to accept that nickname. You can call me John, too slow for the front row. Because, well, yeah, it's kind of a joke. And yeah, it's kind of funny. I'm kind of a sarcastic guy. And every time you see it on the back of my car, you'll know that, yep, you are indeed following Mr. Too Slow for the front row. Notice you're following. And the multiple times you complain, the multiple times you pitch a fit, the multiple times you disagree with the rules, you're always welcome to load your car and leave. No one's forcing you to race under those conditions. It's unfortunate you don't like them, but you accept them everywhere else. You may not like me, but you will respect me. And truth be told, most of the time you're following me. If you're beating on my bumper, or your child's beating on my bumper, you're still behind me. And while I may be too slow for the front row, you're still not fast enough to go around. So why not complain? But that's how it is. I am John, too slow for the front row, Osgood. Thank you, Mr. Streeter. I appreciate it. On to other business. We got a real podcast to run this evening. We'll be recording Jefferson Liberty Radio for Saturday's edition. Sam Paredes from Gun Owners of California will be our guest this week. Hope you all tune in and listen to that episode. I'm sure it'll be a good one. We have knowledgeable people to talk to frequently. So be sure to follow that Jefferson Liberty Radio podcast. And I'm going to give you guys a sample of what we're going to do when we get off the Jefferson subject at the end of this week, the beginning of next week. Done discussing the state of Jefferson movement. And we're going to start discussing things that will generate actual change in California. I'm going to start educating you on why we're where we're at, representation-wise. And I'd ask that you take some time to review the California Constitution, specifically Article 4, Section 5, where it talks about our representation levels and why they are where they are. This is the California Constitution from 1879, Section 4, or Article 4, Section 5. The Senate shall consist of 40 members and the Assembly of 80 members to be elected by districts numbered as hereinafter provided. The seats of 20 senators elected in the year 1882 from the odd-numbered districts shall be vacated at the expiration of the second year, so that one half of the senators shall be elected every 2 years, provided that the senators elected at the first election under this Constitution shall hold office for the term of 3 years. Again, that's Article 4, Section 5. The Senate shall consist of 40 members, and the Assembly of 80 members. It's right there in Article 4, Section 5 of the California State Constitution. At that time, there were around 475,000 people in the state of California. There's now right around 40 million and growing. We're losing some to Texas, Nevada, Arizona, other states around the nation. But what we must realize is the senators in Sacramento and the assemblymen in Sacramento, while they haven't brought a constitutional amendment to change this level of representation, they themselves are not derelict in their duty. We are. And in upcoming episodes, we will discuss the things that we must do as a California state citizenry to change this. We will dive into the representation issues we have in a greater depth. But like I said, today's just a lighthearted video. And I got to get on, save myself for podcast this evening with Mr. Paredes. Hope you all tune in to Jefferson Liberty Radio. I hope you enjoy these episodes that I'm making on my personal podcast and YouTube page. And I hope you tune in next week as we dive into repairing representation constitutionally in the state of California and beyond.